Good morning. We made it to and from Kansas City safely, although we did lose a tooth at the beginning of the week, and we had to dodge a distracted driver in Columbus. I want to start off with my low for the week, and my low for the week was at breakfast they did not have ketchup for my scrambled eggs, so I had to go out and buy a bottle of ketchup. Thank you, church family, for praying for us. Thank you, Abe and Jordan, for hosting the parents Wednesday night. Church family, thank you for sending this group of students and leaders to challenge. I do bring back greetings from District Superintendent Carrie Doyle, Greg Strand, and our missionaries, Peter and Deb Boers, and Fred and Cindy Cressman, who will be with us here in a couple weeks at our church picnic. This is a great group of students, and they represented Lance Evangelical Free Church well. Every one of these kids has a heart for God and helping others. My high for the week was being in an arena with thousands of teenagers worshiping God. And these kids up here were engaged and focused on the speakers, and they took great notes, and some of them even took notes when we were discussing the messages, that other people had thoughts, and they wrote those down as well. I also enjoyed seeing this group have fun together. Kobe really took the younger boys under his wing and helped them out, and that was just really good to see. And I'll say this again, that every one of these kids has a heart of God and helping others, and they all also know how to pray. So I am excited to see what God does in their lives in the years to come.
So the first and last thing we did in our days at Challenge was gathering. Gathering was when we listened to a different speaker every morning and night. We also had time to sing and worship together, along with around 4,000 other Christians. This year we were studying God's Word from the Book of Psalms. Gatherings were times for us to be in God's Word deeply, praying with one another and singing worship to the Lord. Throughout the times we had together, we talked about our favorite speaker of the week. One of my favorite speakers was Stephen Love. He focused on the topic of when our world fails. In his time that he gave us, he told us that it is okay to wrestle with God and to bring our complaints to him. This meant to not bottle it up inside and just go to God when you need help. God created us to be this way so that we can run to him when times get hard. One statement that stood out to me was that he told us that God can just move his fingers and everything will be okay. This can remind us that he is in control and that he will always be there for us to rest on. This shows us that we are able to run to God when we need help, and we can build our relationship with him because he is so trustworthy. Haley also wants to talk about her favorite speaker.
One of my favorite speakers there was Eric Rivera, and he spoke a lot on Psalm 62. And he started out by asking us the leading question of, what will I do when it feels like the walls of life are closing in on me? So that's what the focus of his message was about. And I'll start by reading a few verses from Psalm 62, verses 6 through 8 say, "Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress and I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge." And so this psalm helped us to trust in God when life feels like the walls are closing in on us. And life can sometimes feel like a tight tunnel when things get hard. And Eric also mentioned to us the way that we respond to adversity, trials, and conflicts strongly reflects our faith. So the answer to the leading question of what will I do when the walls of life feel like they're closing in on me is very simple. Trust in God because he will not lead you astray.
So after each gathering, we had a time to gather with our own group and talk about the message, which that time is called huddle, and Copper would like to talk about that.
After every gathering, we'd have a huddle time afterwards in which we'd discuss what we thought about the message. I really enjoyed this because it gave me time to hear the ideas and points of others about the sermon, and it let me share my ideas as well. After we shared and asked questions with each other, we'd pray. As we went around praying, we'd talk about our needs, the needs of others, and the message we had received earlier. Huddle was a great time to connect and grow spiritually with each other.
During our afternoon options, we had equipping labs and outreach. Tuesday through Friday, there was multiple topics and speakers that we could choose from. On Thursday, we had our outreach day to serve the community of Kansas City. Simon is going to share his experience from both of these.
So we would, after lunch, we would go to these things called equipping labs, which were basically short classes where groups would go to tables and you would talk about a certain theme. Like, some of them were leadership and the impact of your words and growing in your faith with Christ. And it was a great time, and you'd take notes, and they'd be like hour-long classes that you could take to learn more about something. And then on the outreach day, a lot of the groups would go out and they would do things to help serve the city. It was a really great time. Some people went out and prayed for people in the community. Some people went out and cleaned up parks. And our job was that we went to a church that had been hit by COVID-19 and had to shut down. And we helped move furniture and paint and get it back to normal.
Okay, so that was just a wrap-up of the outreach and equipping labs. Also, in our time in gathering, we had time to sing and worship, which you saw in the video. And the MC, which is Brandon Early, he made it a really fun time with the games, and Landon really enjoyed that, so he's going to talk about that.
So we would always have this time to sing before we hear the word of God. We would really have a fun time, and it was amazing hearing 4,000 people singing and worshiping God, and sometimes having fun and learning about God in the form of worship. And one of my favorite parts is when we were like, there was this like little mosh pit that we went into and everybody just danced along. That was my favorite part. But yeah, it was just amazing hearing a bunch of people worshiping and thinking about God, and the band did great.
Okay, and then in the evening options, after the evening gathering, we had time to play sports with all the other students. We would just hop into any game that we wanted to. And on Wednesday, we took a field trip as a group to some pretty cool places. So Kobe's going to talk about that.
So yeah, aside from all the other things that are mentioned here, we had a lot of free time as well on our trip. There were lots of options for the afternoon and evening, and most of us would stay super late at the rec center. I think, 11 o'clock most nights. They had volleyball, basketball, nine square, ultimate frisbee, pickleball, and a few others. It was really cool to interact with the other people. I know the one time that we played volleyball, the kids were from Minnesota, so that was a pretty cool experience. There were other days that we just came back to the hotel and took naps because we were so tired. And then on Wednesday, like Kyla said, we took a field trip to the Federal Reserve and the Hallmark Center. So we got to explore Kansas City as well, and we got to take public transportation, the tram. So that was fun. And then we also stopped at the St. Louis Arch on our way down.
The video is meant to kind of give you a glimpse into some of these things that they were emphasizing, the huddle and the gathering and the format of it. So they did a great job. It's really encouraging for us as leaders to get to be invited into their lives in this week. It's really good equipping and training of disciples, but for us too. I mean, we are also benefiting from worshiping together, from the lessons we're hearing, the truths that they are, that we know, but we need reminded of from time to time. And I know all of us have stuff that we wrote down that we bring home. They have a next step that they are encouraging everybody to do. You come home, and now what? Now you put it into practice. You learn, and you train, and you prepare, and then you do it. And that's part of what our huddle, I know, talked about a few times, was preparing, that there were there will be times, like one of the speakers said, there will be hard times. You've either already had hard times that you needed to rely on the Lord, or they are coming. That is part of the life on earth. And equipping ourselves now to be prepared for when those times come, having role models that we can look to, being in the Word, so that then whenever we react, what we react with is scripture and truth. It's a real, like, mountaintop experience, which they talk about. It is a high point. We see, like Kurt said, missionaries from around the world that we've seen here at our church. We see church planters, and we talked to Carlton Harris, who's the acting president of our denomination right now. We stood and talked with him a long time in the registration line. There were churches from Japan there that were giving presentations. There were Spanish-speaking churches. So you see a real breadth of what the worldwide church is, and you get to all interact here, and you come together, which also means that it can be hard to get to this point. You know, we had some switch-ups in our makeup in the last few weeks. Some people didn't make it from some last-minute things. There was a speaker that didn't make it. She was printed in the program, and then between the time it was printed, she was unable to attend. The speakers all also give, like, real examples of how, like, they have almost not made it. I mean, they gave some very personal examples from having their kids in the ICU, having cancer treatments with family, having a burglar, all sorts of things that you say, and they made it, and they're a speaker. God pulled them through that and walked faithfully with them through that. And that's what he'll do for me too. There isn't anything outside of what he can handle. We can bring him anything. Let me make sure I don't miss anything. In some of those ways too, that's like a glimpse of what heaven is like, that we are all coming together. We're eating together. We're playing together. We're continuing to learn truths about God that we might know, but that we're knowing in a new way. And then the highlight of everybody's days is coming together in those big gatherings to laugh with Brandon, but to worship, to learn, and to, like, gather together. And it's a really beautiful, refreshing thing for us. We are all exhausted. We made the 14-hour drive home yesterday and got in about at 12:30. But in another way, we are also very refreshed from having this experience. So as our church family, we thank you so much for praying for us and for sending us.
I'm going to stand up and look at my notes, too. So, we've got these cool new t-shirts. Check it out. They're really fun. We thought maybe we would all wear them today, and then we wore them to do service, and we destroyed them. So I'm wearing Holly's, so I can represent, and a few of us have them. But we worked really, really hard on that service day, which was really cool. I think Simon had, was it six or seven?
Six.
I can't believe I just did that. Okay. Simon had six different jobs when we went out and did service. He was the jack of all trades. When we would do service in those afternoons in Kansas City, I think we sent out around 1,500 people every day into Kansas City to help local ministries there. So that was really cool. And having the shirts as we did that and went out and stuff, it gave us a great sense of team spirit, which was really cool. And good job to these kids for getting up and showing up here Sunday morning after a really late trip back. Not all of our group is here. We had a couple that had to not just get up and come to church, but get up and go to a mandatory 4-H meeting, or one of our students was leaving for a family vacation 3 hours after we got back into the church parking lot last night. So I hope she's asleep in the car right now. Speaking of team spirit, it became a bit of a running joke with us between last year's challenge and this year's challenge that almost everyone we meet from the EFCA knows Pastor Matt. When we first showed up, the director, Lori, who runs the conference, came over to us and said, "Oh, hey, you guys are from Lance. That's where Pastor Matt is." And she remembered us from last time. But when people would see us, they'd often know Pastor Matt, and then they'd say, "Boy, your pastor is really faithful to you guys," or "Boy, your pastor really loves your church." So I wanted to bring that back to you that not only do we have a pastor who's very involved in our national organization, which is really cool, and I love that, but it's known there that he really loves you guys and loves us. So I find that really encouraging. I know one thing that our church is really faithful about and cares a lot about is missions. We do a lot of our giving goes to missions. We've got our missionaries along the back wall that we support as we send out. And Challenge is very mission-oriented too. The event itself is missions. We are trying to reach teens who are newly coming to Christ, or encouraging them in their existing faith to be disciples who go out and make other disciples. It is also oriented around sending. So there are people there from Reach Global, the EFCA's missions organization, and APEX, the youth-oriented version of that. So getting opportunities for kids to be to find out more about being sent in missions. And we support missions too while we're there. So there's always a group that we take an offering one night at Challenge to support. This year it was a church plant in Rio Rico, Arizona, which is a very kind of remote rural area that they chose because you had to drive over an hour to get to any kind of gospel-centered church from around there. So a church plant that moved into that area to build connections with the locals and has been growing over the years and is for the first time making a push to be independent and kind of self-existing from their parent church so that they can continue on sustainably. We took up an offering for them in past years at Challenge. We've raised almost $30,000 or around $30,000 through that offering. When we left, they had raised over $52,000 to support ministry in that church, mostly from students giving what they're able. So that was really amazing and really cool to be doing that. Our theme for the week was Even Here, and so we studied the Psalms together and looked at what Asaph and David wrote in their prayers as they poured out their hearts to the Lord. And so we learned, the students learned about how, when things are hard, when injustice in the world and sin of other people makes you cry out, how long, Lord? Even there, you can bring that cry to God and lean in Him. When we feel separated from God by our own sin and feel far away from Him, even there, we can bring that sin to Him. When things are good and our hearts are just overflowing with joy, we can bring that worship to Him. Even here in Lance and there in Kansas City and even there out to the ends of the earth, God wants to use their lives to bring the gospel to others, bring glory to Him for their good. And they learned that we don't need to try to impress God by putting on a face or a front or a mask when we go to Him. But instead, we can't impress God, and we can delight in being impressed by Him and going to Him in worship and for our comfort and our strength and with our joy.